explain how movement is eternal.
Yeah.
Just so they don't think it is only 10 years old.
It's very heavy. Very heavy cake.
Anandamaya Vyasa. This is the movement of Ananda. Pleasure. Krishna is Anandamaya, and if you remain with Krishna, you become Anandamaya. A rich man is enjoying, and if you remain in association with a rich man, you are going to be. What is the difficulty? A very rich man, and he is associated. They are also rich. Is it not? And if you remain with a poor man, you are remembered.
You have explained that the servant in the house of the king,
yeah,
he is almost as good as a king.
That he's better than king.
No worries.
King eats whatever is offered to him, but they can eat whatever they like.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Yeah.
Who is they stick to that? You can open that.
Yeah.
Just can't talk.
Is that cutting the cake? Is that a Vedic? They used to do that Vedic times, or is that a Western invention? We were just wondering about it.
What's that distinction? I let you cut, or I take your hand. Same. Then, and you cut.
On the cake, it was marked on one side 1976 or 66, other side 1976. Like a coin, they make coins celebrating, commemorating.
The cake is made very nice, well made.
This one girl, her name is Lalita Saki. She stayed up all night.
Then it was decorated by Ambu Jaksha, who is an artist.
Woman should be expert in cooking. That is their natural. They should be educated how to cook nicely, how to please the husband, how to take care of the children. This is basic. Mother, the natural is married formally, child married. So she is transferred to the care of mother-in-law. Then she is trained up. Then she becomes a very good housewife. Takes care of household affairs, husband, children, home becomes happy. What is this nonsense? Divorce. There is no such thing that they give you divorce. You must accept whatever God has given you as husband or wife. You must. They had no thinking, the idea of divorce. One may not agree with their husband. That is natural. Sometimes we do not agree. But there is no question of divorce. Divorce system was introduced.
Comparatively recent, because for many years the Catholic Church forbade it. When did it begin?
Henry VIII.
Henry VIII
Catholic Church was the King of England.
He
had his many wives. He wanted to divorce his wife, and he could not under Catholic Church, so he started his own church, Church of England.
But because many wives were not allowed?
No, they had a system, one wife, but when he got fed up with them, he chopped off the heads of two of them, and then he was considered a bit outrageous, so then he wanted to divorce and have another wife after the third or fourth one. Yes. Two of them he did, and then the Catholic Church excommunicated him.
Many civilians have the king. They have more than one wife. So what is the use of killing? Why one should kill?
Right.
We find from the history, Dhruva Maharaja's mother and stepmother, there are some critical words, and Dhruva Maharaja becomes agitated. So they, critical words and wives, different wives, that may be what is, why one should be cut off there. Dhruva Maharaja's mother said, when Dhruva Maharaja began to cry before the mother, my dear son, how can I help you? Your father does not care for me, even as he made son. What to speak of, I am queen, senior queen. So this gentleman does not care of me, him as my son. How can I help him? If God helps you, then that was her statement. So that does not mean because the king did not like that she should be behaving. What is this nonsense? It is maybe Indian, after all his king. He may not like first wife for me. Actually, there was no scarcity of comfort, but liking may not be. But that does not mean that she should be accepted as wife. Kings are allowed to marry more than one wife. Why to accept another wife? Another wife should be king. But everything knows. King can marry more than one wife. And at the time of marriage, they were given so many women. Because the woman population is greater than the man always. So when a king is married, along with the queen, many other friends on the plane, they will go with the king. They live in the same palace. Same palace. Sometimes they have children, Dasiputra. That's like Bidur. Bidur was not queen's son. One of his common friends. And that was allowed.
They were raised with the real sons.
Oh, yeah.
Treated nicely.
Yeah. Not that because she is born of a Dasi, Lokyasu teacher. No. She was. But he cannot inherit the throne. That's all. There is no question. In the Mohammedan, they used to make Gurgan or not. 200 years ago, one Muslim Nawab of Lucknow was in a society. He had 160 wives. The palaces are still there, Lucknow. 160 palaces. Why the Nawab or Krishna? Not 160, Banagar ji, 16,000, 2G. 160 plus 2G. None of them were neglected. But his God, he expanded himself on 16,000, 4. So that no wife may feel separation. So if one husband can maintain properly more than one wife, he's alone. But the wife must be taken care of properly. Not that because I've got more than one wife, one is neglected, one is... No. She must be taken care of.
We were talking the other day, not in our society, though. Not in the ISKCON society, though.
In the Kali Yuga, one cannot maintain even one wife. What to speak of more than one? They are afraid to marry one wife. I first heard this. One elderly lady, at that time, I was Nindavan. I asked her, why don't you get your son married? Yes, he can be married provided he can maintain one. She said, these things are unknown to us. In India, whether he'll be able to maintain, just like I was married when I was third-year student. Where is the income? There is no income. But still, I was married.
That was formerly the Western system, that the prospective son-in-law, he would be checked first to see whether he would be able to maintain the girl.
That is everywhere. But expectation, he's educated. The first thing is, in due time, either the girl or the boy must be married. That is Indian. In due time, boy not exceeding 20 years or 25 years at most, and girl not exceeding 15 years, 16 years, must be married. Sanskar, this is one of the sanskar. Sanskar of Bhavidvija. That's like Monayam sanskar. This is also one sanskar. Then marriage is also sanskar. Must be married. That's a bigger sanskar. 10 kinds of sanskar out of which marriage is one of the sanskar. And Kanna die. for Nagai means, Dai means, by law, the father is bound to get her daughter, get his daughter married, by law. He cannot escape the responsibility.
You gave the example that sometimes if a man becomes bankrupt, he goes to court, and the judge says, they must take this money that you have left, your creditors, and be satisfied. So he can escape in that way. But the one duty that a father has is getting the daughter married. That he cannot escape.
No. That is called God. Daiva. Legally his mom. He may not get his son married, but the daughter must be. It is father.
It is sinful, actually considered sinful if he doesn't do that.
Yeah. Because without father, the daughter cannot be properly married. Daughter and son, everyone, if the father and mother, by their supervision, the boys and girls get married, that is very good. They see how they will be happy. And without father and mother, simply by lusty desire, that may, selection may be wrong, and that becomes actually happening. Therefore, there is divorce.
In this country, the father and the mother, they tell the daughter, now you go out and bring a husband home. You go out and find a young boy and bring him home. And they make them go out in the street to find a husband.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes they are advised to do this. I know. In our society, in the beginning, I started marriage, the father and mother did not like. Nowadays it has become custom. In India also, let the girl have many friends, but don't marry unless you find out a suitable man. Society is different. Actually, the Indian system is that when the girl is at most 12 years, not more than 10 to 12 years, she must be married. And the father would see, not necessarily in every case, the boy is rich man or educated. If he's healthy and if he can work, he will take charge. Then, fortune, pain.
If he is responsible. How should we do this in our ISKCON society with these young girls?
Of course, we are not very much concerned with the social affair. But still, if we can organize society, then it's very good. That's really peaceful.
It might be possible on the farms.
Yeah.
Away from the bad social environment in cities.
The system is the boys and girls should be married earlier. And they should work. And there should be no divorce. But whether your country law will allow it, we may introduce something, but the state law may not approve of
it. I don't think there's any minimum age for marriage, so do the parents have to give their consent under a certain age?
That's true.
There's no minimum age.
Yeah.
There is in England.
In a lot of countries, now, there's a minimum age. No, it cannot be married under. The women 16, men 18.
No, but with parents' consent.
Yes, ISKCON, I don't think so. ISKCON parent, if the child is, if the girl is 15, like you said, 15, then the ISKCON parent may give permission. That is legal. Then not only that, but our own men, as I have done in Virginia, I have registered as minister of the state, and I can perform marriages. So our own men can register to perform marriages.
And another difficulty is, the boy and the girl, they also do not stay.
Sure.
That is another difficulty.
Yes. That is the biggest one.
Every father, he wants his son to stay brahmachari and become sannyas. I say every father wants his son to stay brahmachari and become sannyas. So who will be willing to give up their son for marriage at a young age? You were saying the other day, actually, the only solution is if everybody chants.
We were experiencing it just now. Everyone was so happy chanting.
If one can remain without marriage, that's fine.
Women also?
Women. The use of this material has been. My Krishna has been. Krishna is prepared to become everything. Loving as husband, loving as son, loving friend.
I think I've seen in our society that if the preaching is strong amongst the leaders and the serious chanting, we can see that everyone is chanting and happily engaged, that there is no disturbance. They have to preach to the men and women. If the preaching is weak, that is the sexual disturbance.
Problem.
Then everyone becomes lusty.